There's a lot of things that I'm looking forward to in the upcoming year. Now that I feel like we have a pretty solid foundation built here, I'm looking forward to using that foundation to grow this space into even more of what I envisioned.
You're listening to Rat Race, stories of addiction and recovery with your host, Jody and AZ.
All right, yeah. Okay, so today we're not spilling any coffee.
Yeah, that's the plan.
And so just a bit of history there. The last time we recorded, I spilled a good, solid, like full cup of coffee onto my laptop.
Your laptop, bro.
I've been wanting to buy a new one, and I had it checked out with a local repair here in town. Actually, Soft Cell, they repair everything. And so I brought it there, and it's not really salvageable at this time, but I wanted to hear that. So I went ahead and ordered another laptop that I had my eye on for a few months now. All of a sudden, a want turned into a need.
Yeah, no doubt. And before we started recording, I told you a little story too, that something similar happened to me a few years ago. And I was also extra diligent, just like I know you are when you're drinking coffee around your electronics, trying to make sure I don't spill. But sure enough, accidentally, I dumped a full cup of coffee on my laptop. And same outcome, bro. The laptop was toast and I had to go get another one. So
I had the Sippa mugs on me for a long time.
Yeah,
like,
man,
I think I was 10 years old and I was still rocking those Sippa mugs. And a lot of it had to do with me having Tourette syndrome, and I would just twitch and my drink would spill. So my mom kept me on the Sippa mug for a while because of that reason.
Maybe I need to bring that back for you there, Izzy. I don't know.
A 37-year-old
exactly.
Man. As long as no one, yeah, you know what? There's a story to tell. If someone sees me with the Sippa mug, there's a story behind it.
100%. And I know how diligent you are around your electronics and how seriously you take your equipment. You're all up on top of that, whereas I have no idea. So it was obviously a complete accident, but it happens. And it happened to you, and you got a new laptop coming, man, and life goes on.
Yeah, definitely. And we got not just a brand new laptop for the podcast coming. We got some promo material coming up as well. You and I went back and forth on a graphic. We came to a consensus on a look. And I'm excited about the poster that's coming out to promote this podcast. And we got some business cards as well. And they all have QR codes, which will make it a lot easier for folks out there to find the podcast using their cell phones.
Exactly. I love the finished product. I know we were back and forth a few times with these posters and business cards, and they're ready to go. And I'm really excited about them. So we're going to share them on our social media platforms, but we're also going to print off a bunch of them and have them put up around Howl at the Moon and maybe at agencies in different places around town that may want to put a poster up for our podcast.
I like the idea. It's a lot of our listeners are based out of Northwest Ontario and Thunder Bay. And so with that, it makes sense to push the outreach here.
100%.
And let's grow this audience. And there's a lot of messaging there around addiction and how to get out of it. Because we do bring those stories to the table, and we have guests that come on that share their experiences as well.
Exactly. And more so moving forward, we're going to have guests, not necessarily limited to Thunder Bay, but we certainly are going to have lots of local guests, which I'm excited about because a lot of our guests are well known in the community too. And they're going to get to use this podcast as a platform to share their stories too.
Definitely. And I was looking at my calendar this weekend. It's a long weekend. A lot of folks in Ontario and Thunder Bay have the Monday off. They had the Friday off as well. They're still people that work. Correct me if I'm off here, but this is your 1 year, like this weekend here? Like, what's telling
you? Yeah, today actually now.
Oh, no way.
Today we're recording and it is Sunday, March 31st.
Wow.
This episode will be released this coming Thursday, but as we record right now is a Sunday, March 31st.
Wow.
Yeah, marks exactly 1 year since we opened the doors for the first time here at Howl at the Moon. So super exciting time. I'm overwhelmed a little bit as to how quickly this first year blew by, and trying to take a little bit of time in the last few days just to reflect on the last year and some of the things that have happened. And but one year. So today is Howl at the Moon's 1 year birthday / anniversary.
Phenomenal. And what did you have go on this weekend? Let's take it to Friday night. Like, how'd you bring in this 1 year?
Yeah, we've had live entertainment here all weekend celebrating this event. So we had Tim Albertson and his country band come in and perform live on Friday night. They put on just a stellar show, really awesome country music. And they're going to come back again sometime soon. We're probably going to make that a pretty regular occurrence. They were really well received here. So we did that on Friday night. And then, of course, we had our regular Saturday night karaoke event last night, too. And it was like packed house. Like, it was pretty much standing room only in here last night.
Something about karaoke. You're looking to put on another night as well?
Yeah, starting next weekend. So karaoke's been like really popular ever since we opened. It's probably been one of our biggest draws. When we first started karaoke, we were running it exclusively on Thursday nights, and we were getting a pretty good turnout right off the hop, and people were asking for a second night. So we introduced a second night on Saturdays. So we've been running the Thursday night and Saturday night karaoke for probably about 6 months now. And there's been some interest in a matinee karaoke event. So we've decided starting next weekend, this upcoming Sunday, that we're going to start running karaoke on Sunday afternoons from 1 till 5, in addition to the Thursday and Saturday night karaoke. So you'll be able to come out and enjoy karaoke at Haldeman 3 times a week, Thursday night from 8 till midnight, Saturday night from 8 till 1 a.m. And then again on Sunday afternoon from 1 o'clock in the afternoon till 5 o'clock in the afternoon.
It takes me to the days I used to drink and then wake up on a Sunday morning, usually hungover and looking for that brunch meal, that meal which was probably going to put me to sleep. It's nice to have these alternatives that people can go to. And I find even being sober, like on Sundays, if I'm not here, if we're not recording in the morning on a Sunday, I'm usually doing writing, or I'm usually like working on something to enhance my personal development.
For sure.
And so I think having this like option for people out there, whether they're like wanting to get sober, or they are sober and they want to have like this festivity, what a great time to put it like in the heart of the afternoon.
I think so too. It wasn't my idea. I've just had people asking for it. And I think it makes a lot of sense for a lot of reasons. A lot of my friends too, they have kids or teenagers, and maybe it's not always conducive to come out at nighttime for them. So this gives them an option to come and enjoy the space and sing some karaoke in a sober, safe setting during the daytime on Sundays.
Beautiful. Back to the 1 year anniversary. I think that's a huge milestone. As I'm talking to you, I'm writing down questions to ask you. And so I'm going to start with this. What was your favorite memory from the past year and why?
Oh, wow. There's been so many things that have happened. To narrow it down to one memory is going to be really tough. There's been so much that's happened here in this year, so many highlights and so on. For me, I'm really happy that we're still here and that we're still standing a year in, because When we launched this project last year, AZ, we just didn't know how it was going to go over. I knew there was lots of support for it. I knew that there were people who wanted this. I believe in myself. I believe in the vision. But I wasn't sure if we were going to be able to pay the rent. I wasn't sure. We took a bit of a risk. And now, a year later, like, we're still standing. And to me, that's just amazing. And it's almost even a bit overwhelming. And I get a bit emotional when I think about it. We're still here. And I really feel like we've built a really solid foundation and a good base. And I feel like we're going to grow from here. And that includes this podcast too. We introduced the podcast around November of maybe early December last year. And we're growing this arm of Howl at the Moon as well. As for one thing that stands out, geez, I don't know.
It can be any memory that stands out.
I think that one thing that really hits me every single time it happens, and it's happened a bunch of times since we opened, is when people come in here who maybe have really thought we're not going to make it out of their addiction, and they show up and they're like, "Hey, Jody, I'm here. I'm alive. I'm sober. I've been sober for a week, 16 days, a month." And it just hits me in the feels every single time I see that, because that's really why we opened this place, was to make a difference and help people and give them hope in their recovery. And that's happened at least, I don't know, 10 times in the last year, where people who, not that I'd written them off completely, but I know their dark history and their dark past. And you think they might never make it out of that rat race. And they show up here at the front door at Halt the Moon. And I start crying almost every single time that happens, because it's so inspiring to see people come back from those really dark places. And it gives me hope, and that makes me think people can do this if they want it.
Yeah. One thing about this project, and there's several, but one thing that really stands out to me is that kind of check and balance system, or a space where people can hold each other accountable, because we might see them at a certain phase, and then you see them come back through and they're at a different phase in their journey. And it's a space where there's just hours in the day for people to come in and have those interactions.
It's amazing. Like some of my friends who I'm referring to, I knew them when I was still working downtown Fort William, and I know how deep into their addiction they were. And they were really struggling and having some really rough times. And it's nothing short of miraculous when they show up here and they're sober, when they're working on themselves and they're making progress in their recovery. Like, to me, that is just unbelievable. And that drives me. When I see that, it just motivates me and pushes me and makes me want to push even harder here with Howl at the Moon and make sure that we can keep these doors open.
Jody, you talked about areas that are challenging when it comes to running an establishment like this, rent being one. What are some other areas that you have found challenging throughout running this Sober Cafe establishment?
The biggest challenge for us, and I know I've talked about it on past episodes, but the biggest challenge for us is just making sure that we're paying all our bills, and that includes rent. It's tough, right? Quite frankly, selling hot dogs and coffee, it just isn't enough. It doesn't cut it. We can't do it. The numbers just don't work just on concession sales. But where we've been really lucky, and this is what's so amazing about this place, is like there's been such a community effort, so many people pulling together to make sure that this place stays open. And that includes like agencies utilizing the space for programming. We've got so many community sponsors. I know that I've talked about them in the past, but the Thunder Bay Indigenous Friendship Center has been a huge supporter of this project for quite some time now. And Hope, Matawa, Onwa, these are big agencies here in town who have really stepped up to help this project. And without their help, we probably wouldn't be open anymore. And then additionally, like we've had community support too. Like we recently had Sandy Lake First Nation step up and sponsor the project. But it sounds like Hick Mobert is going to be stepping up very soon and matching that sponsorship. And we're advocating for other communities across the North to step up and support this project too, because that truly is the biggest challenge, is just making sure we can pay our bills. We've got an awesome location right in the heart of downtown Port Arthur, but there's real rent here and there's real expenses involved with running this business. And then it's not just the agencies though and the communities, although that's huge, but we've also had individuals in the community step up and offer sponsorship for the project. That's happened multiple times now. And in addition to that, I've got a small army of people who come in here and volunteer and help me because they know I don't have a huge budget for payroll. I've got people who come in and help me to clean. I've got people who come in and run my karaoke shows. We've got bands who have performed here pro bono. Almost every single act that's come through the doors has performed here pro bono, just because they believe in what we're doing here and they understand how important the space is and how important this project is. And for me, AZ, I'm so grateful for that, right? Because Howl at the Moon is different than Jody. There's Howl at the Moon and then there's Jody, and Howl at the Moon is way bigger than Jody. I'm the guy who took a bit of a chance and got this ball rolling, but this project is way bigger than me. And we've had just this amazing amount of community support come forward to support the Howl at the Moon project. And the Howl at the Moon project is an important project for Thunder Bay. There's no doubt in my mind, and I think a lot of people would agree with me who are listening, who have been here, this project in this space is making positive, impactful change in people's lives here in Thunder Bay. We are a city in the midst of a drug and alcohol crisis, and this space is critically important. And when I say that, I'm not talking my own book. I'm talking about the space and the project. It's something that Thunder Bay needs, and it's amazing. And I think that's why we've had so much community support and so many people step up in so many ways, because they believe in this vision and this dream that I have. They understand how important that this project is to our community and to helping people. And there are some nights where I'm able to take a step back in a moment of maybe where I've got a bit of a break between guests or whatever. And I just look around the room and I see in real time people loving the space and enjoying the space and benefiting from the space. And it's just amazing. I'm just really grateful for the opportunity to be involved here. I'm really grateful for what this has become and what it's going to continue to grow into. It's just a really incredible thing.
Yeah, there's so many ways that this project has thrived in the last year. And what's one thing, or not even one thing, what are some areas that you've worked on for yourself? And what have you learned about yourself? And what's something that you've thrived in that you've worked on over the last year?
For me, like I'm in recovery. I think most of the people listening to this podcast understand that. Like I'm a recovered alcoholic and a recovered cannabis addict. And so the programming and the things that happen here are also benefiting me as a person in recovery. I'm here for all the groups and I'm here every single day. So I probably get the most benefit out of anybody because I'm here to enjoy and utilize all the resources that happen here every single day. So it certainly helps me to manage my own recovery. I've met some amazing people who I didn't know before Howl at the Moon who are also on that recovery journey. So for me, it's also been a great social that way too, a great way to build my network and meet other people. And then in addition to that, the place just feeds my spirit. There's a lot of things that I could be doing outside of Howl at the Moon or instead of Howl at the Moon, but there's nothing I'd rather be doing. This place makes me happy. It makes me happy to be able to do this. A lot of times in the meetings and programming that we have here, or when we have elders come in, one of the common threads that we talk about is having purpose in our life and how that helps us in our recovery from our addictions when we recognize what our purpose is. And Health and Moon gives me purpose. It makes me feel like I'm doing something proactive to help. And that feeds my spirit beyond anything else.
Nice. I remember when I used to drink, I used to be extremely impatient. And even like early sobriety, like now that I'm getting close to 10 years sober, I've progressed in like slowing things down and working on certain things, doing it well, moving on to the next, allocating certain time throughout my day for designated tasks rather than doing 10 things at once. That's something I'm still working on today. But when I go through certain experiences in life, certain projects, certain conferences I go to, it's like it helps me reevaluate where I am. So I guess what I'm trying to ask you, is there a character or defect that you've had once in the past, but over the last year, you've actually really worked on it for yourself? Something that you've tweaked up for yourself because of this project?
I think maybe part of it has worked in the opposite direction too for me, because I've been so busy working here that some of the things that I like to do in my spare time that I used to do to feed my spirit and help keep me on track have had to take a bit of a back seat. So maybe that's a bit of an odd way of answering this question. My commitment right now is 100% to Howl at the Moon and to making sure that in its infancy, it gets all the attention and time that it needs to grow. As a result, some of the things that I love to do in my life that I used to do to help stay sober and to work on myself have taken a bit of a backseat. Running, I love to run and I haven't been running nearly as much. I love to go to the bush. I haven't been going to the bush nearly as much, right? But I recognize that those things have to take a bit of a backseat right now because this project has to take priority. And I know there are always people telling me that I need to do those things. And I certainly understand that I do need to do those things. But right now, first and foremost, is making sure that Health the Moon is on sturdy, steady footing and that we've achieved that sustainability. Certainly, I've benefited lots from being involved with Health the Moon in such a full-time capacity, for sure. It's taught me so much about people. It's taught me lots about effectively running a business and how to manage my time and so on. But it's also taken away from other parts of my life temporarily. I don't think that's always going to be the case, because I feel like we're going to get to a point that this project is on firm footing where I'm comfortable to take a bit of a step back and I can get back into some of the things that I also love in addition to Howl at the Moon. But right now, it's important to focus here. And I understand what I signed up for. So I'm not resentful in any way that some of my other passions have taken a back seat right now. I knew that was going to be the case when I decided to open this business. And I'm the kind of person that when I decide to do something, I take it very seriously and I put in all the effort that's necessary. I think that if you're gonna bite off a project like this and become an entrepreneur, you better be prepared to make some sacrifices in your life, because there's only so many hours in a week and there's only so much time to do things. And I just recognize that right now at this particular point in my life, Howl at the Moon needs all of my attention, my full attention. And I'm prepared to give it that attention, because we're going to continue to build this place into something that has staying power and sustainability. And that's the investment that I'm making early on, is sacrificing a few of my other loves and passions temporarily to make sure that Health the Moon gets to where it needs to be.
What's something you're looking forward to in the year to come?
There's a lot of things that I'm looking forward to in the upcoming year. Now that I feel like we have a pretty solid foundation built here, I'm looking forward to using that foundation to grow this space into even more of what I envisioned. I feel like we're making pretty solid progress here. I like where we're at a year in, but some of the things that I want to do and that I look forward to doing are building this podcast, for one. I love this podcast and I love what we're doing with it here, AZ. I want to grow the listenership for this podcast.
We're going to get videos as well.
Yeah, 100%.
It's common. It's common.
Yeah, videos. We're going to be on YouTube as well, and that's going to be part of that growth. But I love the idea of having a platform to share relevant topics related to addictions and recovery here in Thunder Bay and across the North. And I also love the idea of having a platform to bring on people from the community to share, like we've talked about many times. And so growing this podcast is definitely on my top priority list this year. And that's what we're going to do. And we're going to get a sponsor for this podcast. That's something that I'm committed to getting as well, whether it's a treatment center or a community or maybe a non-alcoholic beverage company or whatever. We're going to get sponsorship for this podcast, and I'm excited about that. In addition to that, there's like more programming that I want to incorporate into Howl at the Moon too. So one of the things I'm really excited about is a brand new program that we're going to be offering here at Howl at the Moon in collaboration with the Thunder Bay Indigenous Friendship Center. It's another working business partnership that we have. And we're going to be launching a program here that's groundbreaking, in my opinion, and it's going to be called Stepping Stones. And Stepping Stones is a program that's been developed to help people in early recovery navigate some of the resources here in Thunder Bay, because we've come to the conclusion that it can be really hard sometimes to find who to call, where to go, who to contact with regards to certain needs. So what Stepping Stones is going to do is it's going to bring all of those resources together at a resource hub here at Howl at the Moon, and we're going to be able to connect people through Howl at the Moon with these resources that exist around Thunder Bay. We're going to be offering a daytime program that's going to run 3 days a week in the morning. And what it's going to do is it's going to feature a basic needs assessment. So we're going to figure out what people need, where they're at in their recovery, what they want to do, what their goals are. And we're going to try and connect them with people who can help them make sure that those things are taken care of and that they can meet those goals that they've got. Through a centralized resource hub here at Thunder Bay, we can make connections and referrals to resources across Thunder Bay, including things like harm reduction and relapse prevention, access to culture and elders. We can help them with their ID requirements. We can help them with food bank and clothing assistance requirements. We can even get them referrals to housing and referrals to inpatient treatment programs while they're in early recovery waiting to get into treatment. And nothing like this has ever been done in Thunder Bay. And I know that a lot of people have really struggled in early recovery because there are resources here for sure, but they're scattered. And if you don't know where to call or who to call, it can be really frustrating. And I think it can lead to just people giving up because they throw their arms up. They don't know where to go, where to get the help that they need. And what Stepping Stones is going to do is it's going to give them that ability to come here and we can put them in touch with all of these people that they need to talk to. And in addition to that, Janet from the Friendship Center is going to make a record for an individual person. So for example, like if somebody comes to Stepping Stones and they get started on their journey and they start to make a few phone calls, right? And then they end up maybe relapsing or they leave the program for a little while and then they show back up a few weeks later and they're like, you know what? I'm ready to get back on track here. Do you remember where we are? You know what? Let's just take a look here and let's take a look at exactly where you are and we'll have that information. We'll be able to say, all right, so we've already called these people. We've made these connections. This is where we're at with this part of the program. This is what we need to do. And we can just carry right on where they left off.
Nice.
Which is really, I think, going to be an effective tool. And I think it's a really awesome addition to recovery tools here in Thunder Bay. And I'm excited to be offering that out of this space. So that's definitely something I'm excited about offering in the upcoming weeks and months. Now,
if someone is interested in that or wants to sign up for it, where do they go?
Yeah. So that program is going to launch later on in April. And you do need to register for that program. And you can register by contacting myself here at Howl at the Moon, howltbay@gmail.com, or you can talk to Janet McQuaid, who is the treatment and aftercare coordinator at the Thunder Bay Indigenous Friendship Center. And her number is 807-345-5840, extension 9063. And I'd encourage people who are thinking about getting into recovery or who are new to recovery to take advantage of the Stepping Stones project, because I think it'll be really helpful. It takes a lot of the guesswork out of where you need to go and who you need to talk to. We're going to help to navigate that that system for you rather than leave it to chance and guesswork. So that's one thing that I'm certainly really excited about in addition to the podcast, AC. And then something else that I'd really like to do moving forward too, which I'm not sure when exactly we're going to launch it, but I'd love to do some land-based therapy as well. So obviously we can't do the land-based therapy at Howl at the Moon, but Howl at the Moon would still be the driving factor behind it and the sponsoring for us. And I'd love to, like, I've got a passion for the bush and I love to go hiking and so on. And that's been so helpful for me on my recovery journey. I'd like to organize groups and maybe take some trips to maybe the Sleeping Giant, for example, and take people on day hikes, get them out in the land and get them to connect with the bush and the land and get them out in that open air, because I know so much healing comes from doing that as well. At least it has for me in my recoveries. So that's something that I'd like to launch into the summertime or later on in this fall as well. Just so many places that I want to grow from this foundation that we've built here in the first year.
Very cool. Yeah, a lot going on there. It's fascinating. It's fascinating to see where, you know, what your goals were last year versus your vision for this upcoming year. And that leads me to, like, my last question I have for you is, what's one goal you want to reach before your second anniversary? One.
Just one, eh?
Just one, yeah. If you were going to put one on a pedestal so we can all look at it right now.
Sure. Yeah. You know what? I know what that is, because these things that I just talked about are all important. And I want to accomplish all of these things that I've just talked about. But one thing that I'd really like to do a little bit more up to is I want to speak and I want to share a little bit about my own journey. I want to talk about my addiction. I want to talk about my recovery. I want to talk about the time that I spent working as a bartender in downtown Fort William. I want to talk about what motivated me and led me here to opening Howl at the Moon. So, you know, I really want to get some keynote speaking gigs, and I've had a few, and I've really enjoyed them. But I want to do that more. You know, I'd really like to travel into some of the flying communities and share my experience working downtown Fort William, working at Ground Zero for Thunder Bay's drug and alcohol crisis. Also, the knowledge that I've gained about gangs and the dangers for youth when they come to Thunder Bay here regarding gangs and drugs and alcohol. And I'd like to share a little bit about Howl at the Moon and how Howl at the Moon can help people who are coming to Thunder Bay, whether it's youth coming from northern communities or whether it's adults who are coming here to work or live.
I'm excited about the new year. Is there anything else that you'd like to add before we close it down?
Again, I just want to thank everybody who's been so supportive over the last year, right? I know some of my friends saw me at the beginning, and there were moments where I had some stressful times because I just wasn't sure if we were going to be able to make this work. And like I alluded to earlier in the conversation, I did believe in myself and I did believe in the vision, but I just wasn't sure if we were going to be able to make ends meet and keep the doors open. And it's been truly such a community project. I'm just so grateful. I'm overwhelmed. Like when I stand back now at the 1 year mark and I look back and I think about how many people have helped this place in so many different ways, it really is overwhelming because it's been just an army of people who are just like wishers and who just really want this project to thrive and succeed. And I just want to make sure people understand how grateful I am for that, because without you guys coming to support the place, without you guys bringing your special skills here to help to maintain the place, I wouldn't be here because I can't do this on my own. And really, that's what makes Howl at the Moon so special to me, is the fact that so many people are involved in so many different ways. Because I know there are people who feel ownership in this project, and they should, because they've really stepped up and done a lot of work here in their own unique way, offering their own unique talents and their own unique skills, just whatever contribution they can make. And it's been like such a team effort. Like it's been a small army of volunteers who are responsible for our success so far. And I just want to make sure that I'm being completely clear and forthright with the amount of gratitude that I feel towards all the people who have stepped up and helped me, because without you guys, there wouldn't be Howl at the Moon. And here we are 1 year in, and we're still standing. We're still here. And I'm excited to see where we can take this project. You know, this place, it's beautiful and it's magical and it's very special. So thank you.
Jody, always a pleasure sitting down with you on a Sunday.
Yeah, likewise. I always enjoy this too, AZ. Another great conversation.
Sounds good, Jody. I'll see you next week.
You bet. Thanks.
Bye now. As a reminder, episodes are released every Thursday on Spotify, Apple, or visit us at ratracepodcast.com. Please feel free to leave us a review or follow, subscribe to continue joining us on our journey. Thank you so much for listening, and bye for now.